Do you want to find solutions on how to make decisions faster, how to solve problems with your teams, or define a clear strategy that resonates with your staff and customers? There is a workshop for that. Hello there, I'm Nati Ravez, founder of La Workshoppeuse. I'm a collaboration consultant and workshop facilitator, member of an amazing workshopper community. In this podcast, I meet them to get the best advice on facilitation, and I let leaders and managers speak to understand the challenges they are facing. Welcome to the show. At the end of summer 2022, I spent a week in Italy at a facilitation retreat, gathering 50 facilitators from all over the world. And this in-person event had a huge impact on the development of my entrepreneurship as a workshop facilitator and trainer. Connecting face-to-face, exchanging and learning from each other's experiences has a unique value. Two persons I had the pleasure of meeting at this event are organizing a retreat in the Netherlands this year in September. It's called Facilitator Connect, an event that you facilitators or entrepreneurs in this field should not miss. So today, I welcome the organizers of this event, Michiel Hauwaert and Catherine Schippers, who will give us an overview of what to expect in September. They present the concept, the program, the speakers, and of course, the place where they will welcome you for these 5 days of intense connection on the theme of facilitation, and mainly on how to position ourselves as a facilitator. Be sure to listen to this episode and take advantage of the discount for this event thanks to the coupons kindly offered for the listeners of this podcast. Have a good listen.
Hello.
Hello. Hello to Michiel and hello to Catherine Michiel Hauwaert. This is the third time we try. Michiel Hauwaert.
Each time we have to record a whole podcast all over just to try to fix the intro.
Yeah, yeah. So. And Catherine Schippers. Welcome you both. I'm so delighted to have you as my guest today. And I think we will have in this collaboration different kind of crossing during the next months because you both are preparing a facilitation retreat, which will take place in September in the Netherlands. And this is something very, very exciting. And we will talk about this today. This will be the main topic of this episode. Initially, it would be very nice to hear who you are, what is your background, and how did you come to facilitation?
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be here, and I'm sorry for the cat previous time was making a lot of noise, so we had to redo. So I'm Michiel Hauwaert. I have a background in IT. I used to be a software developer. Later, I transitioned into the role of a functional analyst. So I basically gathered the requirements for the software to be built. I wrote it out in detail, delivered it to the software developers who built it. And the last few years, I've been combining that role together with the role of a Scrum Master, where I facilitate the Scrum events. But lately, I did not really like going into detail so much anymore, because writing out the whole document was really, took me a lot of energy. But I did still like innovation, solving big problems. So at a point, I was a little bit stuck. I didn't know what to do anymore with my career. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, maybe some people in facilitation business know the ads of a certain known facilitation company. Suddenly, an ad popped on my screen. And I was immediately sold. I knew the facilitation was the next step for me to take in my career because it allowed me to take a lot of the experience I had in facilitating workshops, interview sessions as an analyst and as a Scrum Master, to take that experience with me, but work on a more high level and work on pure innovation and solving problems without having to know every detail of the solution. When I decided it's been almost 2 years now. So it's when I decided to start my facilitation career. And I'm still very excited about it. It's still one of the better decisions I took. So that's how I landed here, via some courses, via a retreat we all went to, and now organizing our own retreat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I always ask this question because I think every one of us is coming from a different background. And I think this is so amazing to see how we are all coming to the same path and the same journey. Catherine and I, we know each other very, very well. I think we are more than friends in the meantime. So this is why I'm super happy to have you here, my dear. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to facilitation?
Yes, definitely. So my background is in architecture, and I've always had this love-hatred relationship kind of thing going on with architecture. I found it to be pretty toxic at times, and I've also felt not happy at some times in like working in offices and working in architecture. And I've always been dreaming how can we improve our working environment and the way we work and maybe how we do meetings and everything. And I also went to a job coach and I told her about this, like, this would be my ideal job. I have no idea what it is. And then actually a year later, also, I came across an ad by AJ and Smart, of course. Oh my God, this is what I have been looking for. And actually, like, if I look back at my whole life, there's always been like these puzzle pieces and they all just come together. Like as a teenager, I actually did give workshops for teenagers too, but more in the musical area. So acting, dancing, singing. Mm-hmm. And also when I look at architecture, there are pieces that are overlapping with workshopping and facilitating. So it is also designing, it's creating, it's helping other people. And this is really, really what I like. I'm a very enthusiastic. How can we change our working environment? I have a specific background in architecture and I'm really interested in how much impact has our environment on the way we work mm-hmm. and how we behave. And there are many studies about it and it's really, really interesting. So I'm diving deeper and deeper into that category too.
Yeah, so interesting to see. And you wrote your newsletter about that. I think it was today, one of the articles about the impact of color in workspace.
Yeah, exactly. So I have this huge blog post and I'm writing every week on impact of our environment, on our well-being and on how we work, which is really interesting, I think, and creating workshops around that. So,
and this is when we think about that, 1 year ago, we didn't know each other. That's crazy. Oh, 1 year ago, it was the 15th of March. We didn't know each other.
It's so mind-blowing to think about because, like, last year, this is now the 15th of March when we were recording this, but, like, I bought the Workshop or Master course by AJ and Smart, so all about facilitation, on the 12th of March.
Christ.
And I had no clue about facilitation before, so it was a completely, completely new field that I was discovering. So, a lot changed.
I have the feeling that we know each other so good in the meantime.
Yeah.
Some of us more on the facilitation level, some of us as friends. You both became also good friends. You are both from Belgium. When I think about that, we are all working more or less remote in the last 2 years. But we recognized last year because of one event that changed everything for us. This event, this in-person event with 50 facilitators from all around the world organized last year by AJ and Smart has changed everything. And this is where we met in person. And Catherine and I, we were roommates. And I would like to start with you, Catherine. How did this event change your life?
Well, Nadia, that is a big question. So I bought the facilitation course in March. And as I said before, I had no clue. Facilitation was completely new. And then a couple of months later, we didn't even know each other, but you wanted to go on a call with me. I'm like, okay, well, sure. I don't know who this Natty is, but let's see. And then you really convinced me to go to the retreat. And I was just, yeah, checking in, like, who else is coming? And actually, based on that, I decided to go. It was a lot of money, but it was also an investment. And I am so, so, so grateful that I went, because my life has changed. It has completely changed. And I've learned so much from other facilitators, especially when you're starting off. It's really important to surround yourself with people who do really, really well so that you can grow so much yourself. Having connections all around the world, meeting in person with legs, as Ivan said, I think it was. He said meeting you in with legs, so in person. Yeah, like I'm doing this retreat now. I came up with my name, which is Sunny Guide Up. It's a pun. It's a sunny side up. It's an egg. But I really like sentences and jokes around that. But yeah, and like I'm a guide, and I'm really starting to find my niche too. Like really stupid, but I discovered that design thinking is maybe started off in architecture. So I learned that too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wow, like, well, it was an epiphany. And from that on, I started diving deeper and deeper to find the connection between facilitation and architecture, which has been really mind blowing and really nice to discover. So, mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, connections, they are priceless. The people I met, priceless. The collaborations that I have been doing since then, I've had, opportunities to work together. Now we're on the podcast, now we're doing a retreat. I've been doing other workshops too for other people as a co-facilitator, but I wouldn't have been able to do that if people really didn't know who I am. So I think meeting in person is super, super important.
Maybe one negative point: since the retreat, you've had to spend a lot of time with me because we are organizing this new retreat, and maybe I can see that there could be a downside to the whole thing.
Yeah, she told me about that. When she needed to complain, she called me.
I can understand. I can't blame her. I can't blame her.
No, Michelle, I think the first time we talked together, there were suddenly a lot of lights outside, and they installed, what is the name, this chair?
Oh, yeah, the beanbags.
And it was a spontaneous workshop from David Finnegan that I really, really like. You both were sitting on my right side. And I think this is the first time we talk really to each other, Michiel.
We didn't get to spend a lot of time together, but there was like, 50 people. It was crazy. My brain was exploding at the end of the event because of talking so much. So yeah, we didn't get to catch up really until that point. It's true.
That's true. And how was it for you? Because I mean, you are now with Catherine, the initiator of this retreat, because AJ and Smart decided that what they did last year was a one moment event from AJ and Smart. They will not organize it again. So you decided to take it and to make it now for the community. Why? What was so precious at the retreat last year that you now decided to start your retreat?
Yeah. So for me, there's a few reasons why I wanted to do this retreat or to continue. I'm not going to say tradition because it was only a one-time thing, but I just had an amazing time. I was constantly focused on work, coming out of Corona, having started as a freelancer. It was all work, no play. And then the retreat was 3 days of fun, of being able to relax, to talk with a lot of like-minded people. And the interesting thing for me was there was a lot of people that were already a few steps ahead of me. So I was able to learn a lot just talking by the people, not even considering the speakers that they provided. For me, there was tremendous value. The biggest value was finding my niche. As I told you before, so I didn't want to do the analysis work anymore. I wanted to go in facilitation, but I had no real clue how to position myself. I was still wondering, okay, how am I going to tell people that I'm into facilitation, why should they pick me as a facilitator? And then by talking to two women, they helped me figure out right then and there during dinner how all the different pieces of the puzzle connected. So for me, that was super valuable because I was struggling with it for more than a year. That moment left me so energized. It's the weeks after the retreat, I was able to do a crazy amount of work. That was the most impactful thing that happened during that time. It was crazy because I was really stuck. I watched countless videos. I bought courses. I read books all about finding your niche. And there was just nothing that was really helping me. And then there were some coaches there, some people that were ahead in life that already figured out their niche. And just by talking during dinner, they just helped me figure it out. They helped me put together the pieces of how my experience as a software developer, Scrum Master, and analyst led to this moment, to me being a facilitator and helping teams build the right product every time. It's maybe a story for a different time. It had a great impact on my career. I'm still very grateful to the two women during that event that helped me. That's basically one of my reasons was to creating the event. I wanted to recreate this feeling that I had for other people. People that are stuck, that want to figure things out, can be anything, but they want to learn from people who are ahead of themselves. Just by saying, okay, I'm stuck with this. Is there anyone who can help? And maybe anything I can do. We saw that there's lots of people struggling with their positioning, explaining to people what it is exactly a facilitator does. Your podcast is focused on facilitators, but if you go outside of the facilitation niche, it's very difficult for people to understand, okay, but what is it you do exactly? And why should I hire you for this? That's what we want to help people solve during this retreat. We have some amazing speakers. Basically, we want to create a summer camp for adults where they can have an amazing time, but in the meanwhile, connect with amazing people and learn a lot, to grow their business and grow as a person.
And this is what I really like about this retreat in September. You really have a concept and there is really a good target of the people you want to come there.
Feel free to click the bell to subscribe this podcast on your player. You can also follow me on LinkedIn for more information on facilitation and workshops.
Catherine, would you like to talk about the concept?
So we have three main things going on. So we have external speakers, we have internal speakers, and we have mini workshops. So the external speakers, they are Amat, Axel, and Brittany.
Who is the third one? Because this is the one you hired all the time.
You didn't understand?
No.
Brittany Bowering.
Yay! What's coming?
There's more on that on our landing page by the time that we release this episode. But the concept is that we hired external speakers to help us facilitators learn more about maybe sales and marketing and positioning. Mm-hmm. But we also noticed that if we have like 40 participants, 40 facilitators all together, we have a lot, like a pool of expertise. Like they're all experts in a certain area. And how cool would that be if we would give the stage to three of those people and that they can come on and present what they have been working on and maybe do a workshop with the other participants to teach them and to leverage their facilitation skills. So mm-hmm. that was a second part. And then the third part would be mini workshops, whereas you can just go on the spot, say like, you know what? Like I just thought of this crazy idea, which I really would like to just try out. You know what? Maybe I should do that mini workshop here and I can just put my name on the board and see who will come in. So it's a way of spontaneous workshops, trying things out. And it's all in a very safe place. So even if you have never done workshops, I think this is the safest place where you can practice and you can get feedback from people. So I think it's really, really valuable on all the three parts.
Yeah. It was crazy. On the last event, there was like people drinking till 2-3 o'clock in the morning and then signing up for a spontaneous workshop at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. I think a lot of people had very little sleep during those few days.
Yeah, but we learned so much. I can remember this workshop about exercise from liberating structures or this workshop on the last day. I can see Maria presenting mm-hmm. something and it was always spontaneous because a lot of us are working with design sprint. Others are specialized in Lego seriously. Others are specialized on method with the strategizer and so on and so on. This is a give and take. I love the concept. So if I wrap up together, there are three ways of having workshop. The first one is the external speakers that we have. Can you repeat the names, please?
So it's Amma Munawar, Axel Van Kwali, and Brittany Bowering. No, but the other ones are really as exciting too.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I know. Sorry.
We know Brittany is a little bit of a legend in the community, but the other ones are as good, and they will help us in other niches of our career. So
we have three gems, as we really think we have three amazing people. Yeah. Who will teach, so many valuable things. So, external speakers.
So, external speakers with the biggest topics, positioning, marketing, and sales. Maybe before we wrap up all together, Michiel, can you tell me a little bit more about Hamad and Axel and Brittany?
So, probably a lot of you will know Brittany. So, she's a brilliant facilitator, speaker. She designs workshops herself. She teaches people how to host workshops. She has years of experience in as well content and branding. So yeah, we just had to have her on our retreat because we think she can, she knows what it is to be a facilitator and she knows how to become a successful facilitator. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want people to be as well to gain that experience. Maybe Katrine can add some details later. Axel Van Kwali, she's this amazing, talented, visual facilitator. So basically, she draws amazing images while she's explaining things or while people are explaining difficult concepts, and it helps people to better understand the problems they want to solve or the ways these problems can be solved. And it's you know how we always say in facilitation, it's important to make the conversation visual by posting post-its on a wall. Well, she takes that to the next level and she really creates images that can can be used as a summary after the meeting.
Workshop. And she's also the founder of Drawify, which a few of us used to create some visuals on Miro or whatever.
I think I still have to cover Ahmad because he's amazing. So he has a lot of experience as a consultant as well. Now he has a 7-figure business, which he started, and where his main goal is to help other consultants, with their positioning, their marketing, their sales, and basically to fill up their sales pipeline for them. He has a course that he uses, to teach people how to go through all the steps. And it's basically a shortened version of this course that he will be presenting at our retreat.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but it will be like super, super, super cool because these will not just be like boring presentations or lectures, but these will actually be workshops. And especially in the workshops that Ahmad will be doing, there will be hot seats. So that means that he will invite people over to come like at the stage and then say, okay, like present what's the problem. And then they will actually go with the whole group and have feedback one-on-one from Ahmad and say like, okay, this is your problem. This is how you should handle it. Or he can really guide you. And so these are the hot seats, which I'm really, really excited about because who doesn't want to get like a one-on-one feedback from someone who has this amazing, amazing course. Yeah. Natia's already pointing up her head. She's really excited about this, but I would be too. Definitely.
It's so sad that we're hosting the event because then it's difficult for us to participate in the hot seats, but I think it will be super valuable to get your case treated by a person with so many years of experience. It's exciting. The thing that's even more exciting is the hot seats. We're giving them away for free for people that contribute to making this event a success because it's the first time we're organizing this event. So it's new for us as well. Yeah. If you get on the mailing list, we'll let you know how to win these hot seats. You just have to participate, give some input. So it's exciting.
So if we wrap up, we have these three amazing speakers, which will help us to grow our facilitation business with positioning, marketing, and sales. We will have internal speakers from the facilitator community, which will hold workshops on topics which are not clear now because you are still getting the requirements. And there will be spontaneous workshop, which will be created during the retreat. Stop thinking, start doing. This is the motto. Please, to all the facilitators outside, and I know you are a lot who want to start a business or who want to grow their business, who have sometimes doubts that they are on the right path and feeling maybe alone with all that we have to deal. I mean, if we would only have to design and facilitate workshops, that would be the easy part, but we have to grow a business, and this is something new. So let's do that all together and empower ourselves with people who have the knowledge and with each other. This is, I think, the best way to do that.
Can I add something?
Yes, of course.
Because often, like in entrepreneurship, we think a lot like, huh, I should do this and I should do that. But I should do this first and then that first in order to do that. And so you're often thinking more than you're doing and you're postponing things. And I think it's really important, especially how often do we say this in facilitation, it's more important to get started than being right.
Yeah.
This is our concept, like just stop thinking and start doing, because that is when you start to grow as a person, but also in your business. And this is really a retreat for coming together with like-minded people, getting together, putting your shoulders under your main pain points maybe and just start rolling that ball. Because if you don't do that, then like how long will it take for your business to take off?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Catherine, when is the retreat? Michelle, I have also a question for you.
Oh, exciting.
So, Catherine, where is the retreat? When is the retreat? And how to sign up?
So the retreat will be in September from the 11th until the 15th. It will be in the Netherlands, south of Netherlands, really next to the border with Belgium. It's the heart of Europe. What is not to like? Yeah, good food, good location. And they can go to facilitatorsconnect.com. That will be our landing page. And there you can also sign up for our mailing list. And in our mailing list, you will get enough, like a lot of information, how you can get your tickets, because ticket sales have already started. Our early birds have already ended. So you can definitely still get tickets. Sign up and you'll get more information.
So, and Michelle, because you particularly like to make people happy, I want to make the listeners of the podcast really, really happy. Tell me.
I like to make people happy. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
We do have a very exciting promotion. So actually we have two. We have one promotion where the first two people who buy the tickets using your code, which we'll put in the description somewhere, but it will be, the code will be Nati. The first two people will get the tickets at the early bird prices.
Yeah.
So I think that's really exciting because it's a huge discount for this amazing event. And then we'll have another code because there's only two spots for the early birds, which is a discount of, I think it's 400 euros, if I'm not mistaken. Then we'll have a code Nati200. And with that code, everyone, not only the first two, but everyone will get a discount of, let's put it to, I was thinking 197 euros, but let's just make it 200 euros.
Oh, yeah.
That will be a lot easier. So we'll have basically two promotions. So the first two people to use the code Nati will get the early bird prices. All the others can use the code Nati200 and we'll get 200 euros discount right there on their ticket.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. And I would like to know who was the first person who booked this, because I will send also a little thing.
Okay, we'll definitely let you know.
So thank you very, very much. I mean, one of the main advantage and benefits to go to the retreat is to meet us.
Obviously, yes.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, obviously. Nati, Michiel and Catherine, we will be there, of course, and we will be very happy to see you there. And thank you, you
thank
both.
You.
We will have, I guess, another episode together, maybe later during the summer. And in the meantime, I will, of course, welcome some of the speakers on the podcast so that we can promote this event and show how valuable and good it would be to be there in the place in the Netherlands in September.
Yes.
Thank you, Michiel.
Thank you,
Kat. And
thank you.
Have a nice afternoon because by me it's night. I'm in Bali. I send you a lot of sun.
Yes, thanks.
Bali.
Thanks. Good night, Nati.
Bye bye, and thank
thanks
you.
Thanks a lot. And I hope to see a lot of the people from the podcast on the retreat.
All right.
See you next time.
Bye bye. If you want to take your facilitation skills to the next level or roll your facilitation business with a clear position and marketing strategy, come to the Netherlands in September. Grab your coupon in the show notes and go directly to the website facilitatorsconnect.com and get your spot. We look forward to meeting you. And if you need more information, don't hesitate to contact Michiel or Catherine directly on LinkedIn. In the next episode, I welcome the kind rebel with the melodious accent Javier von Westphalen. He helps movers, shakers, boundary breakers to create breakthrough solutions to their challenges. We talk about facilitation, the difference in posture between a consultant and a facilitator, and what led him to take a new role as a facilitator. Until then, I wish you health, happiness, and of course, a lot of success. Au revoir.